all of her children was gone, she stayed with him till he married. And then after he married, well, my father and her other sons got together, and they built her a little home, and her grandson that she raised, she lived with him a long time. But when he got married, she wanted to get to herself and give the other lady the place. And they built her a little house, and she stayed there till she died, till around when Audrey hit, 50-some. And then after Audrey hit, well, she moved over, her daughter took her, picked up her little house. My father and his family, they picked up her little house, moved it to her daughter's, and she died there at the Bourke's.
Oh, okay. Now, your parents, on your grandparents on your mother's side?
I never knew them. I never knew them. They were and they were fishermen. Mustn't say drunk fishermen. their main thing, though, was trapping and fishing. They weren't farmers. I never heard my mother say they were farmers. But they were.
And they were from Chenier Tid.
Chenier Tid, yeah. Okay. My grandfather's name was Oscar. And my grandmother's name was Armine. Now she lived very long. She must have died maybe 20 years ago. She was an old lady when she died.
You didn't know her?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. My grandchildren remembers her.
Oh, I thought you said you didn't know the
No, I never knew. I never knew my grandfather, you see. But I knew my grandmother. My grandfather must have drowned. He drowned. He must have died before I was born. But my grandmother lived.
So, Miss Connor, then your folks have been down around the southern part of the state here for a long time.
All their life. And our parents were here, too, before that. I hate to put that on tape, but the originated from the Pyrenees Mountains. I was there a few years ago in the Pyrenees Mountains. They originated, the Vizes originated from the Pyrenees Mountains, and they went to Africa.
That's right, between Spain and France.
Spain and France.
Mm-hmm.
Then they went to Africa from there. I've been putting off to study that and get it straight, but I never did do it. You ain't gonna print all that anyway. From there to Africa, from Africa to Nova Scotia. From Nova Scotia, now, in Canada somewhere. But you know when this is an old man told that to my father. This old man come here in that time. And he said they come here, you know, when they took the ships and they put Evangeline Gabriel, you know, when they had the upskirt about that, you know. Well, my father had seven brothers, my grandfather. His name was, they had seven brothers. Valsam, Valcour, and I forgot some of the others' names. But they were put on those ships. And there's three of them landed in New Iberia. Now that's in the 1800s. Let's say 1800 and between 75 and 1900, in between those years. They landed in New Iberia. But the two that landed that we know of who they are was Valsan and Valcour. And Valsan was my grandfather. And Valcour, you heard of the Abbeville Merino? In Abbeville, the paper.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's the man started that newspaper. They lived in St. Martinsville. Well, I said New Iberia, but it's St. Martinsville. That's where they landed. And this old